兄姐妹们，朋友们，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
很喜欢听我们年轻人唱诗。
Really enjoy our young people sing.
这个年龄的孩子在人面前唱歌，甚至讲话都是不容易的。
It's not easy for young people to speak in front of people.
你们自己家里有孩子的就知道。
If you have children of your own, you would know.
他们如果真的不是自愿要做的话，是你强迫不来的。
You can't force them if they don't want to themselves.
事实上，我们自己这个年龄的时候，不是也是如此吗？
It's actually similar to some of us at our age.
非常的别扭。
It's very awkward.
可是我们年轻人，你看到他们爱神啊，爱教会，他们愿意把自己的心在神的面前摆上。
But we see our young people because of their love for the Lord, they're willing to offer themselves up.
当我们听见他们唱诗，跟着他们一起唱，或者是心里面有感动的时候，有感应的时候。
But if you hear them sing, and as our own hearts are moved.
你看，我们对他们的回应，我们是对着神的回应。
But our response to them singing and them lifting up the songs is our response to the Lord ourselves.
我们说阿门，我们说赞美主，是因为他们的诗歌是跟着我们一起向神献上的。
So we say Amen and we say Praise the Lord because we're doing that with them as they're offering up their voices.
不习惯说阿门或赞美主的话，你要拍手可以，可是这个鼓掌是赞美神的意思。
But the real meaning of when we if we want to clap, it's to praise the Lord.
这是敬拜。
That is worship.
我们跟他们一起敬拜神。
We're worshiping with them.
我们不需要为了他们的表演鼓掌。我们不是在鼓励他们的表演。
But we're not clapping for their performance. We're not encouraging their. We're not clapping for their performance.
今天跟弟兄姐妹们，我们来分享的圣道题目是永流这个永流活水的磐石。
The topic of today's message is the rock that brings forth living water.
我们来读这两段经文。第一段是在出埃及记第十七章五到六节。
We'll read two passages. The first passage is from Exodus chapter 17, verse 5 to 6.
你可以在周报里面看到第一段是出埃及记十七章五到六节。
And it's listed in your bulletin.Exodus chapter 17, verse 5 to 6.
然后呢，第二段是在新约的哥林多前书第十章一到四节。
And the second passage is from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 4.
我们请一起来读，我们先用中文读一遍，然后用英文读一遍。
So let's read together, first using Chinese and followed by English.
出埃及记十七章五到六节。耶和华对摩西说：“你手里拿着你先前击打河水的杖，带领以色列的几个长老从百姓面前走过去。我必在河列的磐石那里站在你面前。你要击倒磐石，从磐石里必有水流出，使百姓可以喝。”摩西就在以色列的长老眼前这样行了。
Exodus chapter 17, verse 5 to 6. And the Lord said to Moses, Pass on before the people, taking with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water shall come out of it, and the people will drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel.
哥林多前书第十章第一到第四节，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里海里受洗归了摩西，并且都吃了一样的灵食，也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to 4. For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Let us pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，今天早晨我们聚集在一起，我们要敬拜你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we gather together this morning because we want to worship you.
今天是你复活的日子。
Today is the day that you resurrected.
也是我们属于你的儿女在一起敬拜你的日子。
And it is the day that your children gather together to worship you.
今天早晨，主，我们在你的话语的面前，我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
And this morning we come humbly before you to listen to your word.
我们借着我们的诗歌，借着我们的祷告，主，我们要来亲近你。
And through the hymns that we sing and through prayer, we want to draw near to you.
借着弟兄姐妹们今天受尽弟兄姐妹们的分享，他们的见证，主，我们要看见你。
Through the sharing of the testimony of the brothers and sisters that will be baptized this morning, we want to see you through them.
今天是一个庆祝的日子。
Today is a day of celebration.
是我们高兴的日子。
It's a day that we are filled with joy.
因为我们纪念到的是爱我们的主。
Because we remember our Lord that loved us.
是丰丰富富赐福于我们的主。
You are a Lord that abundantly provides for us.
愿我们的聚集荣耀你的名。
May we gather in our gathering, may we praise your name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
以色列人在埃及人的手下被奴役了400年。
The people of Israel were under slavery, were in slavery under the Egyptians for 400 years.
他们是没有身份地位的。
They had no identity.
他们是受苦、受剥削的。
They were oppressed.
他们所思所想的就是要能够从这个奴役的生命、生活当中能够得到释放。
And what they hoped for and wished for was that they would be freed from this bondage of slavery.
他们向神呼求，神啊，拯救我们。
They called out to the Lord to save them.
我们的生活、生命受苦受难。
Our lives, when we face challenges and trials,
我们被人看不起。
When people look down upon us,
求你解救我们。
May you come and rescue me.
所以神就借着摩西带领了以色列人出了埃及。
So Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
将他们从奴役、没有身份、被人蹂躏的这个生活当中带了出来。
From a life of slavery with no identity to be free from slavery and out of slavery.
这是神的拯救。
That is God's salvation.
并且神应许他们，我将带你们进入一个我所应许之地，是流蜜与奶之地。
And God promised them that they will be led into the land that is promised to them, a land filled with milk and honey.
可是这群犹太人却在离开埃及受奴役的生活不久之后就开始发牢骚。
But after being free from slavery, and in the wilderness, they started to grumble.
在出埃及记第十七章里面，我们看见。
And in Exodus chapter 17, we see
以色列人在旷野当中行走，因为没有水喝，他们就开始发怨言。
So the Israelites wandered in the wilderness, and they had no water, and they started grumbling.
他们的眼目从神的身上移开了，只看到自己的需要。
So their gaze was removed from God and started focusing on their own needs.
他们忘记带领他们出埃及，带领他们离开了这个奴役的生活，受苦受难的生活，是他们的神耶和华。
They had forgotten their Lord that had brought them out of.The life of slavery.
他们又重新照着惯例把他们的生活生命掌握在自己的手中。
And they again started to grasp their own life into in their own hands.
他们眼目所见的只是我膝家带眷。
The only thing that they see is their
their
own family needs.
把我的整个家当带出来了。
And they brought all of their family possessions out.
努力地在这个旷野里面生活前行。
And they put all their effort into living in their current circumstance out in the wilderness.
看见的是自己的生存和自己能够怎么样能够保护自己的生命。
All they saw was how they can survive in the wilderness.
他们看见的只是旷野。
All they saw was the wilderness.
他们看见的只是带领他们出来的这个人摩西。
And all they can see is the person that led them out of Egypt, Moses.
他们就归罪于摩西。
So they started to grumble and blame Moses.
为你带我们出埃及，你要给我们水喝。
Since you brought us out of the land of Egypt, you need to provide water for us.
可是摩西的回答是正确的。
But the response that Moses gave was correct.
摩西说，你为什么要试探耶和华呢？
And Moses' response was, why do you test Lord Jehovah?
你向我要水。
You ask me for water.
不是我带你们出埃及的，是神带你出埃及的。
It is not me that has led you out of Egypt. It is God.
你难道不认为神会供应水给你喝吗？
Do you not believe that God will provide the water for you?
为什么要试探耶和华呢？
Why do you test Jehovah?
主耶，这个神在此时告诉摩西说，
And the Lord said to Moses,
我要你拿着你的杖。
I want you to take your staff.
在旷野里面这一块我所指定的磐石上面用杖击打它一次。
In the wilderness on this rock, use that staff to strike it once.
这个磐石击打之后就会有泉水流出来。
And after you strike the rock, water will rush out.
这个磐石代表的意义是什么？
Now, what is the significance of this rock?
有没有属灵的意义？
Is there a spiritual significance?
有的。
Yes, there is.
因为神借着圣灵在新约的哥林多前书里面就借着使徒保罗给我们解释了。
And then it was explained in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 through the Apostle Paul.
这一块磐石，这一块流出活水的磐石就是主耶稣基督。
And this rock that water gushed out from is the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督是磐石。
Our Lord Jesus is the rock.
可是他却是流出活水的磐石。
And he is a rock that has water rushing out from it.
你知道很多人承认有耶稣基督这个人。
You know, a lot of people admit that there is a person, Jesus, that existed.
也许说他是一个有智慧的人。
And they may say that he is a person of wisdom.
他的教导是教人行善。
And his teaching is to teach people to do good.
可以提升人的品性道德。
And to lift one's moral or ethics.
不错。
It is true.
我们如果尝试着从主耶稣的教导圣经的话里面好像努力的去行，我们可以提升人的品格一些。
And it is true, we can raise our morality or sense of morals when we put our effort into applying the teachings of Jesus in the Bible.
可是我们人的本质，内心深处的这个生命的本质却得不到转变。
But we cannot be transformed from the inside. Our lives cannot be transformed.
有人说主耶稣基督他在世上的行事为人是道德水准非常高的一个人。
And many people say that Jesus, when he, as he was living on earth, he was a person with, that lived a life of high moral standards.
他是一个值得成为我们模范的一个人。
And he deserves to be a role model for us.
所以我们可以努力学习他的榜样。
So we can put all of our efforts to learn from him and to learn from him and set him as an example.
可是没有一个人能够学习到主耶稣基督的这个生活是一模一样的。
But nobody can be identical to how Jesus lived.
事实上他的这个模范是这么的完全，这么的完美。
And the model that he set before us is perfect.
我们要努力去学，我们最后的结果就是发现自己是不足的。
And if we put all of our efforts to followed his example, we would find out that we're not capable of that.
发现我们自己是品德低烂的人。
And we will discover that we are actually people that are not
of low moral character. 可是就算我们要把主耶稣基督当榜样来学习，我们的生命的实质也是得不到转变。
But even if we try to use Jesus as our example in our life, and put all of our efforts to follow what he's done, we cannot have an internal transformation in our life.
当神要摩西，叫借着摩西将水赐给以色列人的时候，
when God uses Moses to provide the water to the Israelites,
神说你要拿着杖打这个磐石。
The Lord told Moses that to use your staff to strike the rock.
主耶稣基督是磐石。
Our Lord Jesus is the rock.
可是如果他没有被击打，他没有办法成为我们生命中的救主。
If he himself, our Lord Jesus, was not struck, he would not be able to become our Lord and Savior.
主耶稣基督是神来到世上成为人的样式。
Our Lord Jesus is God incarnate in the flesh coming down to earth.
他之所以要被击打，是因为他担负我们的罪。
The reason why he needs to be struck is so that he can take on the punishment of our sins.
他来到世上受他所爱，他所要拯救的人的唾弃和辱骂。
He came to this earth to take on the insults and the abuse of the people that he loves.
世人排斥他，不接受他。
People do not accept him.
They reject.
They reject him.
但是他因为爱我们，爱神所创造的人。
But because he loves us and the people that he's created,
他颠覆了我们的罪。
He took on our sins.
他受苦，受死。
And he suffered and he died for us.
被神击打。
And he was struck by God.
但是他第三日从死里复活。
But on the third day, he was raised from the dead.
摩西打磐石只需要打一次。
Moses only needed to strike the rock once.
主耶稣基督为我们的罪所献上的这个祭，所献上的这个代价，也只需要付上一次。
And Jesus only needed to suffer and take on the punishment of our sins just once.
因为他的这个赎罪的代价，赎罪祭是完全的，是完美的。
Because his sacrifice is complete and perfect.
他复活之后，他就永远不会再死。
After he's resurrected from the dead, he will never again face death.
他是生命的泉源。
He is the source of life.
也因此我们在主耶稣基督里面的人的生命是那永远长流生命，永远长流的生命。
And that is why that we that believe in him and accept him as our Lord and Savior, we would also have eternal life.
这也就是为什么当以色列人在旷野中过了40年之久之后。
And that is why after the Israelites have wandered in the wilderness for 40 years,
民数记第二十章里面告诉我们，
and in Numbers chapter 20,
以色列人再次的来到神的面前，埋怨没有水喝。
The Israelites again, near the end of their wandering, grumbled against to God because there's no water.
而这一次神却跟摩西说，
But this time, the Lord says to Moses,
你向磐石说话，磐石就会有水流出来了。
If you speak to the rock, there will be water that will rush out.
摩西没有听神的话。
And Moses did not listen to God.
他拿着他的杖打这个磐石，不但打一次，打了两次。
And he used the same staff to strike the rock, not once, but twice.
因着他这样的顶撞违背神，使他没有办法能够进到神的应许之地。
And because of this rebellion, he's not able to lead the Israelites into the promised land.
主耶稣基督是磐石。
Our Lord Jesus is the rock.
他只需要被击打一次。
He only needs to be struck once.
他为我们的罪担上了代价。
He took on the punishment of our sins.
成就了神的救恩。
And fulfilled God's salvation.
今天他复活了，成为我们生命的主。
And today he has he's resurrected from the dead and he has become our Savior.
他已经坐在了父神的宝座右手的这个高位。
He is sitting at the right hand of God.
他在神的面前为我们信他的人祈求。
And he is interceding for those of us that believe in him.
我们属于神的儿女，接受了主耶稣基督的生命。
So for us as his children, as we receive the life that comes from Jesus,
我们从生命里面生活当中的旷野当中走了出来。
When we exited from the wilderness and the trials of our life,
我们在生命心灵里面的干渴，我们得着了活水的喂养和饱足。
And the thirst of our souls were able to be satisfied by this living water.
但是今天主耶稣基督他是听我们祷告的主。
But today our Lord Jesus is our Lord that listens to our prayers.
神跟摩西说，你只要对着这个石头说话，活水就会流出来。
Moses, God said to Moses, if you just speak to the rock, water will come out of it.
今天属于神的儿女，只要我们愿意来到神的面前，我们借着祈祷，我们借着代求，我们借着敬拜，主听我们的话。
And today, as God's children, as we through prayers and we will draw near to God, and we can speak to Him.
我们在生命当中、生活里面每时每刻的需要，我们借着祷告来到神的面前。
And through every minute of our lives, we can pray to God and come to Him.
主耶稣基督这块磐石所流出来的水是活水。
And the water that comes out of Lord Jesus as the rock is the living water.
活水就是永流不断的水。
And living water is water that rushes out and doesn't end.
因为这个源头是主耶稣。
Because the source is our Lord Jesus.
因为这个生命的源头是神自己。
And the source of life is Jesus himself.
这是我们每一个人都需要一个生命的改变。
And this is what we all need, a transformation in our lives.
在生活里面不断地来领受并且经历神的恩典。
And in our life that we constantly receive God's grace and blessing.
今天多少人
Today, how many people
还是在这个世上
remain in this on earth?
眼目看不见耶和华。
They cannot see our Lord.
眼目看到的只是旷野。
All they see is the wilderness.
眼目看到的只是人。
All they see are the people.
自己明明是这个口舌干燥。
They are.
We are thirsty because we are in the desert. 我们的嘴唇因为这个干燥的环境，使我们的嘴唇都破裂流血。
And because of the thirst and the dryness, our lips are cracked.
神所供应给我们，借着主耶稣基督所供应给我们的活水，已经在那里了。
But what God has provided, this living water through Jesus, is available.
但是我们仍然不愿意去仰望主耶稣。
But we are unwilling to look up to Jesus.
我们仍然没有办法去从神那里支取神的恩典。
We're unable to receive this blessing from God.
诗篇第十八篇第二节这样说。
Psalm chapter 18.
耶和华是我的磐石。
The Lord is my rock.
是我的山寨。
And my fortress.
是我的救主。
And my deliverer.
是我的神。
He's my God.
我的磐石。
My rock,
我所投靠的
in whom I take refuge,
他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚
my shield and the horn of my salvation,
是我的高台
my stronghold.
愿我们今天来到神的面前
May we, as we come before our Lord,
了解我们 今天所处的这样子的一个生活环境里面。
That we understand that in our situation, in our lives today,
北美洲的生活环境物质上面的供应算是很不错的。
As we live in North America today, the materials and the possessions that we have and the living condition is actually not bad.
可是我们生命里面可这个缺乏的是什么？
But what do we thirst for?
我们在心灵里面我们干燥的旷野是什么？
What is that wilderness and that thirst that is in our hearts?
有的时候物质享受太多了，反而心灵里面更空虚更干燥。
Sometimes when we have all the enjoyments of the material possessions, our hearts have more desires.
我们要来认识永流活水的磐石。
We need to be familiar and come to know this rock that gives living water.
然后我们要去尝这个从磐石里面涌流出来的活水。
And we need to taste this living water that comes out from this rock.
我们要如同诗人一般了解神是我的磐石。
We have to understand what the psalmist is saying and experience that the Lord is my rock.
是我的山寨，是我的救主，是我的高台，是我的盾牌。
He is my fortress, my deliverer, my stronghold, and my shield.
他是稳固的，他是不变的。
He is steady, he is unchanging.
他是我可以依靠的。
He is someone that I can rely on.
但是同时，他是永流不断可以供应给我的神。
But he is also, he's also one that provides for us.
我们在每日的生活当中，我们的一切的所需所用都要从神那边来支取。
Everything that we need in our daily lives, we need to come before the Lord.
这是神对我们的爱。
That is the love that He has for us.
当我们支取神的恩典的时候，也是我们对神的爱的一个反应回应。
When we receive God's grace, that is our response to God.
愿我们能够认识这个磐石。
I pray that we would all come to know this rock.
为主而活，能够每日的都能够得到神活水的供应。
And live for the Lord so that daily we can receive this living water.
我们下面时间交给今天受洗的弟兄姐妹。
I'll give the following time to our brothers and sisters who will be baptized.